You're listening to the 2014 Variety Power Hour Live Show, a production of the New York International Fringe Festival at the Celebration of Whimsy, 21A Clinton Street, hosted by the O'Debra Twins. This is the podcast of Friday, August 8th, Part 1.
So, are you guys ready for some amazing showtime here this evening? We have, this is the kicker opening night party of the International New York International Fringe Festival, ladies and gentlemen. How was the day for you all? Was it good? Did you see some good shit? Yes. Well, you're going to see even better shit because, ladies and gentlemen, our hosts for the evening, I met in the meatpacking district about 35 years ago. They were giving blowjobs in front of the Sears. And I thought, you know what? I need a new pair of jeans and a blowjob. And they sucked me off all night long. And I said, you know what? Come and host the Fringe Festival for me 30 years later. And here they are. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the slutty, the vagina-filled O'Debra Twins.
Hi.
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 Let's move closer together.
Okay, let's
do that. I miss you.
Because we're twins.
All the way over
here.
I
miss you, too.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Diane Destiny O'Debra.
And I'm Tanya Tammy Tina Tiny Dancer hyphen O'Debra. Mm-hmm.
We're Irish twins.
We're asthmatic.
And we will become famous in Fringe Power!
And so will all of you. Tonight's the night.
It's the night to make things happen. You guys, are you excited?
You're almost excited. You're like in the middle. That's okay.
Are you guys drunk yet or are you pregnant?
Or both. I hope it's both. Let's bring back those drunk babies.
I'm rooting for you, you guys.
More fun.
Believe in yourself.
It's
not slutty if it's a blackout.
That's really good advice.
It is. There's a bar open over here.
You'll find me there.
What's the name of our drink special again? I forgot.
Oh, it is slut juice. Mm-hmm. So I can't remember the dollar price of it.
It's $6.
$6 if you're a participant with your participant badge. But if you're not a participant, you can also get this deal by pulling down your pants.
Yes.
No pants rewards policy. We also just encourage, like, if you don't feel like wearing your pants tonight, you don't have to. No, I'm not going to make you.
You never have to wear your pants.
You don't have to wear your pants here.
It's $1 off with a positive EPT test. So it's only $5, future mamas.
If you're pregnant. Exactly. It's only $4 if you pee on the stick right in front of Steven.
I enjoy that. That's my favorite.
If you pee on the stick right in front of me, I'll buy you the slut juice.
Yes. All right, you guys. We have a really awesome show.
We do.
It's our first night, so I'm super
bang it
excited.
Out.
We have, from the musical, Fatty Fatty No Friends. They're going to come and sing us a song. Come on up, guys.
Fatty Fatty No Friends.
I can't do this anymore. Can't go through this anymore. Oh, I am done. The making fun is not too fun for me. I haven't eaten today, but I get beaten anyway. Just a bite. I've got such an appetite. I'm incomplete. Not a carrot. it on a spit. Not a cookie, that's not it. Just a morsel, just a bit. I need some meat, not just any meat'll do. Maybe I should start with you. Revenge is sweet, and now it's through. It's time to eat. Today it ends. It stops today. I will not let them make me starve and waste away. Today I stand. Today they fall. Today I'll make them take it back and show them off. They think that I'm pathetic, that I've got no way to fight back, just cause I'm not athletic. They cannot treat me like that. My stomach is a growling beast that's chomping at the bit. My mouth is watering and my heart's a gaping pit. This craving is amazing and I'm going to submit. I need the taste of meat soon or I'm gonna have a fit. It's time to eat. So here we go. It happens now. I'm taking my revenge and I know how. Because I'm big and they are small. I'm gonna gorge, I'm gonna feast. I'm gonna gorge, I'm gonna feast. I'm gonna gorge, I'm gonna feast. I'm gonna eat them all.
Wait, you're going to get interviewed by the whores.
Oh, my God. It's like you always want. Oh, if you get your beer. Get your beer. No, seriously. That's important. There are so many of you that it's okay. So that was awesome. Thank you guys so much. Give it up for Fatty Fatty No Friends. Oh, this is on. This is on there. That's going to stay, I guess.
Fatty Fatty No Friends.
So tell us a little bit about your show.
It's a dark musical, obviously, about a little fat kid who gets bullied and betrayed by his friends, and then he snaps and eats everybody.
That sounds so sexual.
No, it totally is. Oh, he's 12. He's 12.
Even more. Wow. Who? So... So, are you guys ready to play a little game?
We thought we would play a game. I don't know if you, the audience, or if you, Fatty Fatty No Friends, have ever played the game Would You Rather? But we were thinking we would play this game with you. So we're going to ask you this question, and then I guess individually you're going to come up and do your opinion on would you rather this or not. Are you guys ready? Okay, I'm going to start with you. All right. Would you rather lick one of Lindsay Lohan's herpers
or carry a potato between your butt cheeks for 6 months?
It's a hard question.
It's a really hard question. Probably the potato, honestly.
6 months!
Six months!
That'll go away eventually.
I guess so.
Fair enough, m'lady.
I guess, but I guess like, we would have to commit to like coming over her house every day and making sure she has a potato in her butt cheeks.
What else am I doing?
It's true. It's true. Okay, who's next?
Starring on Broadway now.
Think about this.
All right. Would you rather lick one of Lindsay Lohan's herpers or carry a potato between your butt cheeks for 6 months?
You know what? I think I'm going to have to do Lindsay Lohan. I feel like my butt just can't handle the stress of the potato.
Thank you. Rolling the dice.
Right? I mean, you can just get a shot for that or some shit.
You can get it over with. There's
Take
medication.
Take her pants off. If she takes her pants off, she can get a shot. That's the rule, right?
Oh, is there a
it's
doctor?
Quite a possibility. Give me some more of that red wine, and we'll talk later.
That's for vagina-filled.
So, thanks. So far we've got one we've for got Lindsay one for Lohan's each. Herpers and one for potato in the butt cheek. Would you rather lick one of Lindsay Lohan's herpers or carry a potato between your butt cheeks for 6 months?
I do Lindsay Lohan, yeah.
You're going to do it too? I think you guys already have herpers.
And you're like, no big deal. No big deal. Maybe, what if, you don't know that potato doesn't have them. You don't know. Those little eyes, you don't know what those are.
All right, we've got two for Lindsay Lohan and one for potato. Would you rather lick one of Lindsay Lohan's herpers or carry a potato between your butt cheeks for 6 months? 6 months.
6 months.
What are herpers?
You know what they are.
Herpes.
You know what they are.
Herpes.
Paris Hilton, like gross, I'm not, you're junked up, I can't fuck you.
It's a big kind of stuff. Like, it's the biggest one she has.
Are they on her vagina?
Yes.
Or are they on her asshole? I don't know.
But they're in the middle. It makes a difference, though, where they are.
They're in the middle. It's right in the right in between.
It's on her chode.
Yeah, the taint.
The potato.
He's going potato. We've got two herpers. Let's go.
What about you, Sonny?
Would you rather lick one of Lindsay Lohan's herpers?
He doesn't have Alzheimer's. He knows what the question is.
I have two questions. So you say lick her herpes.
Lick it.
So that doesn't mean that I necessarily am getting herpes on my penis.
Not
so
on your
why?
Penis.
But you might get
unless
it in
you
your
have
mouth.
A tongue in your sore. Penis. I don't know where your tongue is.
But like, does this mean I'm getting like a killer cold
you might have a Katie sore? Holmes cold sore face.
Okay. You're rolling the dice.
Now second, what kind of potato? I mean, do I get to pick the potato? Is it like a purple potato?
I'm going Idaho potato.
Big.
I'm going Idaho.
Yeah. It's big.
It has to be. Okay, and then can I also choose, is it a raw potato or can I like cook it?
Oh no, I mean it's raw.
6 months with a cooked potato? You're going to cook it yourself in 6 months. It's in your butt.
Can you imagine that mushy, shitty mess that a cooked potato?
I would start the 6 months with a raw potato.
I think I would be more accustomed to having squishy mashed potatoes in my butt than a hard potato.
Why are you more accustomed to it? That's what I want to know.
It's your choice.
I wore a diaper at one point in my life, so I've had
yesterday?
Yeah.
Why did you wear a diaper?
Did you have a potato in your butt yesterday?
No. I should have done it just to like see and really know.
I'm gonna go with potato because I think there's more variables in the potato. But I do want to say that I think getting a cold sore is not so bad with the Lindsay Lohan thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
He's an optimist. All right. So next up, let's go, Daddy. Would you rather lick one of Lindsay Lohan's herpers or carry a potato between your butt cheeks for 6 months?
As a 31-year-old straight man, I'm definitely going with Lindsay Lohan.
Okay.
The herpes doesn't bother me as bad as I might have thought.
As potatoes.
life's not perfect, really. I mean, when I was 12, I thought that would be all right. If it's...
You're a good man.
So that was we can count, right? That was three Lindsay, four potatoes. Or is it the opposite?
We can't count. Don't
we can't
rely
count.
On that.
So basically, you guys, is
I
4
like
4?
It's
a tie?
It's 4 what? It's 6 11?
2 plus 2 equals herpes.
I feel like what we've learned tonight is like we just don't know. Like, we don't know. We don't know which is worse. We've really done a good job at stumping this group. Fatty No Friends.
Fatty Fatty
awesome
No Friends,
run.
You guys.
Thank you so much for coming.
Check out their show. They're awesome.
Where is their show? What venue is their show?
Yeah,
do
what venue
know?
Is your show? No, I don't know shit.
It's the Flamboyant at the Clemente.
The Flamboyant.
So it's right around the corner.
CSV, right around the corner. Go see them. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
All right, you guys, up next, please welcome Coco Roberge from Come Cuddle Me.
Come Cuddle Me.
One minute. One tiny, singular minute. What would I do? What would I do? What could I do in 1 minute? I know that there are 260 babies born in the world,
and there are 42,000 Facebook updates every single minute.
Lightning strikes the earth 362 times per minute.
When will I strike? The stage is empty. I want to take it. I want to take it. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to... Oh, look at their faces. Well, don't say that, stupid. They can't look at their faces. They're wearing them. Hey. Can you... Can you hear me? You can hear me right now? Wow. Okay, I need proof. If you can hear me right now, the thoughts that I'm thinking, then on my count, we'll all say yes. We'll all say yes. It'll be a room full of yes. All right, one, two, three. That felt so good.
Coco Roberge from Come Cuddle Me. Hi, girl.
Hi.
So tell us about your show.
Hi, ladies. Hey. I was jealous of their outfit, so I had to take mine off and put on this lab coat. My show is called Come Cuddle Me, and I'm serious. I play 7 characters in 43 minutes.
Awesome.
In my pajamas. And it's about the science, the brain chemistry behind touch. It'll make you think. It'll probably make you rethink. I hope it'll make you laugh. And it might make you feel hopeful about humanity. I'm Canadian. That's what we do.
Where's the venue?
Will it make us have an orgasm?
Oh, it's highly possible. It's not happened already. It hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you guys were there, then.
Where's your show playing?
I'm playing at venue, I think it's 15, producer extraordinaire. Yes, at venue 15, the studio, White Box Studio, and it's nothing to do, at 440 Lafayette, right across from the Public. Great place.
Yes, that's a great spot.
Tiny and intimate, and there's 40 seats and almost no tickets sold, so please, come on out.
She's really cute. I think she's cute.
I think she's cute, too.
She's about to get so nasty right now, though.
As a gay man, I would totally fuck with her boobies a little bit.
Just a little.
So Coco,
are you ready to play a game?
Yeah, of course I'm ready to play a game.
So what we're going to do with you, Coco, baby, is we're going to play Truth or Dare.
Perfect.
So, Truth or Dare?
Oh, now.
Yeah, right, like right now, in front of right this now. Audience.
Okay. Truth.
Okay. All right, Truth. What is the most embarrassing sexual experience you've ever had?
Oh, that's easy.
It's closed.
I was hoping you would say that.
Check this out. Check this out. Okay, I can't pull this any further than this. Okay, and so I'll keep it short. So did he. We're in a... Picture this. It's 1995. And I'm in the hot tub with a guy. I like, you know, guys
hot
at that time, I really liked guys. Currently, I also like guys. And, but I'm okay if you don't. It's cool. So this guy and I are in a hot tub together. It's getting kind of... heated. I think there was champagne involved. My favorite, by the way, if you're ordering. And I go in for a feel, just to see what I'm working with, you know? And it feels really different. Really different. I couldn't quite place why or how. And he says, so what do you think? And I'm like, I don't know what to say, except for, I'd like to find out more. So we get out of the hot tub, and we're making out on the patio, right on the stones of the... And then I get to see what I'm working with. And I'm just going to give you a visual.
Please.
Normal. Normal, which is a setting on the dryer, I know. I love unique, but...
Upside down.
Unique.
Upside down, like balls
so
on
normal.
Top?
Normal. His whole package was on, bless his heart, and cotton socks, upside down.
What?
Not kidding. Not kidding. So glad I said truth. Right? This happened. We did it anyway, people.
I am in love with her. I am, like, proposing marriage to this woman.
I was really prepared for you to be like, I don't know. And then not at all. Girl, you're like, I know. Balls on top.
We're going to need to talk balls more backstage. Top. I've seen some fucked up shit, but I have never seen upside down balls on top.
We have seen a lot of penises between the two of us. I tell you what, never balls on top.
Let's talk. That shit's not even on Dr. Oz.
I think holy we shit. Need to ask him about
backstage,
that.
Backstage, you, me.
Okay,
hey,
you guys.
Ladies, they're not ordering the special as slut juice.
What?
It's what are they ordering it as?
You have to order, I would like a slut juice, please.
Thank you.
Etiquette,
you guys.
I would like a slut
juice, okay,
please.
Get it together, bitches.
Yeah. We'll accept, give me a slut juice, you fucking asshole, too. So either way, yeah. Slut juice just has to be in there. Okay, you guys, we're going to keep it rolling. Up next, we have a wonderful duo. We have Katie Hartman for How Did I Get In Here, who she's directing that show, and 2012's The Underdeveloped and Overexposed Life of Dina Domino, and David Carl from Gary Busey's One Man Hamlet. Yay! Yay!
Thanks. Oh, hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi, guys. Yeah, that's right. Anyone else getting a,
What's that?
No, we're just gonna play.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
We're just gonna play with nothing.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, but are you fine?
Can I...
Do you want this light? And that?
Does he have to fix the mics?
No, I don't think so.
I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you. So you guys, my name is Katie.
And I'm David.
David has a show on the Fringe this year.
Yeah.
I had a show on the Fringe 2 years ago, and I also directed one that's here. And the thing is that we're here. We're not doing an excerpt from his show or anything, but you should totally see it. The thing is that, like, we have been together for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, as a couple.
15 years.
15 years. We've been together.
We dated and
engaged.
We got broke it up and we broke up. And
we broke up a couple times and we got back together and we got engaged and we got married and then we got divorced and then we got back re-engaged. So that's like our story. So you know what our story is just immediately. You know? Actually, can I send over?
Yeah, I know and I knew you were.
Great, I know. Is this okay, Andy? Is that good?
That's great.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful. Shut up.
So we've been through, you know, we've like a lot of relationships, we've been through sort of everything.
Everything. Anything that you can fucking imagine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe next. Maybe that's next. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You surgically get your shit flipped over for me?
Yeah.
So I can try that?
Yeah.
So you could try it?
Yeah.
So we could try it?
Yeah.
Awesome. Guys, that's what it means to be in love.
Well, also fighting.
Fighting is the other indication that you're
Elizabeth
in love.
Taylor said that if you don't fight, it's not love.
Yeah. He just made up that quote right now. So.
It's a paraphrase.
It's a paraphrase. It's just a made up quote.
I did read it.
You're
read
hurting
that.
My hand.
We went through, before we decided to get back together, you know, you hit rock bottom, and so we that's what this song is
that's
about.
That's what this song is about.
When you think you've hit rock bottom,
but it's just a sandy top,
plummeting through quicksand,
how will that sinking stop?
Uncover every secret,
leave no stone unturned.
We weren't always this happy. Here's how we've been burned. You fart in the shower, you fart in your sleep.
You fart when you're trying to finish. You do go down the toilet seat, but this does not diminish.
You fart when you walk.
You fart when you talk.
You fart when you lie about sucking cock. You make me want to choke you with a clock. You Your happiness is toxic.
Your smile makes me sick.
I want to stab you with a chopstick.
Gonna shake and bake your dick.
I'd rather blow Rush Limbaugh than spend another day with you.
Then I'll fuck Rick Santorum while he reads Horton Hears a Who.
Only go up. Only go up. It can only go up from here. Only go up. Only go up. It can only go up from here. You fucked our shrink.
You fucked a twink.
You fucked our doorman.
So did you.
You kicked me out and changed the lock.
You filled my purse with chicken stock.
You called my mom and told her secrets.
You spent a weekend with an egret. I don't know what that means. You texted it to me after you disappeared for 2 weeks. I can't tell if that's a metaphor or not.
It's not a metaphor. You told my father I dress up like Cher.
You do. You make a beautiful Cher.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You lied about your credit score.
You lied about French kissing whores.
You lied about your violent past.
Well, bass is bass. Everyone knows that.
You killed a pony with a baseball bat.
Well, I guess that I just don't deserve to live, huh?
Only go up. Only go up. It can only go up from here.
Only go up. Only go up.
It can only go up from here.
You said you'd give up porn for me, contradicting your search history. And 1,000 gigabytes of bukkake.
Oh. Your book club said you hadn't been since the summer of 2010. And your MasterCard sure likes La Quinta Inn.
Hey.
Hey.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Wherever you go, there you are.
I'm receiving you.
I'm receiving you.
I'm receiving you.
You're just a little cup of sunlight.
You're a big bucket of clouds to me, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Like a big bucket of clouds?
I know.
Like a big bathtub of waterfall clouds?
Big, 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 big rainfall shower of rubber duckies.
Like a fucking, like a lava, like a pile of lava that nobody wants to touch, but I'll touch it.
Oh, you can touch it anytime. Come on. Come on.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear,
and is it still
how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I'll always love you and make you happy if you will only say the same. But if you leave me to love another, you'll regret it all one day. When you think you've hit rock bottom, but it's just a sandy top, plummeting through quicksand. How will the sinking stop? Uncover every secret, leave no stone unturned. I won't fuck around if you won't, unless that fucking's earned. Only go up, only go up. It can only go up from here. Only go up, only go up. It can only go up from here.
Only go up, only go up. It can only go up from here.
Only go up, only go up. It can only go up from here.
Everyone only go up, only go up.
All the fucking drums.
It can only go up from here.
Or else they will face fuck you.
Only go up, only go up.
We'll make the Tadio Devers.
It can only go up from here. Everyone only go up.
You fuck.
Only go up. It can only go up from here. Only go up, only go up. It can only go up from here.
Oh, you hate me.
Thank
oh,
you.
I love you.
That's how I felt the first time I met her, too. It's fine.
We're going to be fucking married soon.
She's
that's it, guys.
She's an acquired.
Yay! Yeah.
Well, stay on stage and wait to be interviewed by two whores.
Thank you, Stephen.
You're welcome.
I forget your married names. I only remembered your maiden names.
Oh, it's
Is that okay?
It's hyphenated, but it's mostly Hartman.
Okay. Hartman.
Yeah, the Carl is silent.
Are you also a Hartman?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's two Hartmans.
So you guys each are involved in a show in the Fringe this year. Do you want to tell us a little bit about these shows?
Oh, sure. I directed the show How Did I Get In Here? It opens tomorrow at noon. It is very funny, and it's about an old Hollywood actress.
Like
you love
that.
It. You're going to fucking love it.
Ooh, where is it going
it's
on?
It's right here.
Right here, right
just,
here.
Just sleep here
just
tonight.
Just right here.
And wake
Watch
up at 11 and buy a ticket.
Indeedy, indeedly do. You also.
Oh, yeah. So Katie and I usually work together on pretty much everything, but she allowed me to do my own thing.
Because I'm a really nice person.
She is. She's honest. So I'm doing Gary Busey's one-man Hamlet as performed by David Carl Hartman.
Right here at the Cow, ladies and
right
gentlemen.
Right here at the Cow.
He is actually performing here in this space.
I am. Sunday
this at... This very one. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. Sunday at 8:30.
Are you looking at her tits?
What?
Are you looking at her
Who
tits?
Who isn't?
They're just over there, yeah. I mean, I'll tell you the truth. I looked at them, but they're just there, and I looked
okay,
at them.
Okay, because I'm right here.
Okay, well, I'll look at yours, and then
Do
I'll...
you want to look at them, too?
That's fine. No, that's fine. Everything's fine.
Listen, you guys, I think I know what can solve this.
Okay.
I have a really important question to ask you both.
It's very important. This is your interview question.
This is your interview question. It's actually my favorite question to ask anybody in the world. You can each answer. And I expect details.
Okay, well, yeah, we're pretty open people.
Pretty open.
So.
Great, great. You're about to get wide open.
Do you guys swing?
That's not the question.
Oh.
The question is, have you ever pooped your pants?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Together.
We would like to hear this story,
we
please.
We would like to hear the story.
A brief story, because we have an intermission to take, and we have a couple more acts, but a brief
but
story.
But long enough to hear all the
you
gross
pooped
details.
Your pants.
All right. I've got, do you want to go first or do you want me to go?
Let's tell the story that we did it together when we shat ourselves together.
I would like to hear that story.
Okay, great.
Right.
Sure.
There is two mics.
Okay. So it was like 11:30 at night in Denver, Colorado.
Yep.
And we were visiting his mother's house.
Yeah.
And she's a horrible bitch. Okay.
Wow.
Just like a terrible person.
Yeah.
Real mean.
She's
real mean to me.
Okay. They kind of butt heads because they're both really honest. So.
Okay. Well, you know.
We've talked about this. We've talked about this. You're both honest.
Tell us about the
anyway, so we get so yeah. So my mom makes this ravioli, and it's a. She's trying this
it's
new
no
oil.
Good.
It's this new oil.
It's no good.
Yeah.
It's like an Olestra, but it's like not an Olestra. You guys remember Olestra? And it's just okay. So it's fine. Like the ravioli's fine. It's fine.
Okay. Well, so she always wanted to have sex with me in my childhood bedroom.
That's like a dream of mine?
Yeah.
No. I don't know. Did she?
No. No. No.
Okay.
No.
Not anymore.
I would get in there in bed with her after my parents got divorced. I would get in there with my mom. 14 was when that stopped, but that's another story. But the... So that night,
you wanted
to have sex in my childhood bedroom.
Yeah, and so we just sort of like you know going at it. It's pretty great. It's
yeah.
pretty great.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yes.
You know, but also trying to be quiet because the walls are paper thin, and then just oily, slick diarrhea. I think shoots out of us pretty much at the same time.
Yeah. Well, that's how we do everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We usually come together, and this time we shat each other together.
Yeah.
It was pretty great.
Yeah.
We've tried to replicate that moment sexually. Why? I can't even tell you why.
It was special.
It was special. And sometimes you bond with somebody and you just want to fucking do it again.
Yeah, once you've been through that, you know you can get through anything.
You want to come up here and fight me, bro?
She's a judo champion.
Bro? Come on, bro. Don't ask me why. Everyone's got shit.
Did you guys clean up together?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we carry baby wipes everywhere we go. Yeah.
So it's like you're a Burning Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's another story.
That's a whole other
that's
story. That's a whole
story.
Other shit story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They live together, they perform together, they poop together. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for them. Katie Hartman, David Carl, they have a doubles toilet. It's so beautiful.
You do need a couples toilet.
So, you guys, it's so crazy that you guys have a show here. I have another show here besides this I do.
You do?
In this very place.
No way.
What is it, Tanya? It's called The Ultimate Stimulus.
Are you sold out tomorrow night?
We are sold out tomorrow.
It's a hot ticket.
But, you know, there's always Wednesday at 2 p.m. I can't wait. So, you guys, we are going to take just, like, a little baby break so you can, like, drain your toilet parts and get more slut juice.
Get the slut, all the slut juice.
People are coming up with slut juice now, and they're doing little, like, slut juice, please. And they're doing gestures.
Has anybody pulled their pants down yet?
Nope.
That's boring, you guys.
It's still an option.
It's
so
still
we'll
an
see
option.
You guys back here
we'll
in,
see you in
10 minutes,
you guys.
Okay? We have three more acts.
All right. The O'Debra twins, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for tuning in to the 2014 Fringe NYC Variety Power Hour. Please stay tuned for more episodes.